This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Turn our attention now to Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. She was citing considerable uncertainty in the U.S. economic outlook and vulnerabilities from abroad. She said that the U.S. Central Bank will proceed cautiously when raising interest rates and sees a gradual pace of rate increases. Now here to tell us more is senior U.S. economist Yelena Shulyeteva. Yelena is a contributor to Bloomberg Briefs on economics. Bloomberg Briefs, of course, is the daily newsletter with economic insight, news, and data from our team of dedicated economists here at Bloomberg. Yelena, thank you very much for being with us. Tell us about your impression regarding Janet Yellen's day one of her two-day testimony.
Well, as it was expected, there were virtually imperceptible changes to the tone of her message. She delivered a speech last week following the FOMC meeting, citing uncertainties and uncertainties about the economic outlook. We received the same kind of a message today as well.
Okay. Our Bloomberg news story. Now, granted, I think it's very clear. Yeah, pretty much the same message. However, the fact that Janet Yellen even seemed to be a little more conditional. Mm-hmm. You know, if you say whether something happens, you're introducing doubt into the equation. And when she used whether, the word whether, in her prepared
Unless
testimony.
Of when, right?
Well, and of course, she never exactly says when, but she's. I think here's in a nutshell. The Fed has indicated they want to normalize rates. Mm-hmm. In December, there are going to be 4 interest rate increases. They cut that back. But it's always been normalized rates. Suddenly, over the last couple of weeks, and I think this kind of even emphasizes mm-hmm. it more today, they are not sure of anything this year.
Uncertainty. I was going to count how many times she used the word uncertainty in her recent communication. And that has certainly increased a lot. They are very unsure about what's going on with productivity, with negative interest rates affecting the economy. They really want to wait and see how Brexit impacts the outlook, really how Brexit will impact financial conditions. And nobody really can foresee what could happen. We don't know. So they also don't know, and they want to see what happens. One interesting thing, though, that she mentioned, and this is what I wanted to find out yesterday, was one of the questions that I actually wanted to hear about, is how do they explain the recent slowdown in the unemployment, in employment? And she seems to suggest, although very cautiously, that seems to be a one-time off thing, and it's expected to rebound, something that she mentioned today.
Yelena, 25 basis points. Isn't that kind of what we're talking about here? 25 basis points. You mean the whole world economy will collapse if indeed they decide whether they're uncertain or certain? They'll debate this from now until the cows come home. 25 basis points. The economy is in that fragile a state that 25 basis points deserves this much attention?
It's about signaling as well. So if they go, this sends a very compelling signal. But also, she tried to get this message across today that the best insurance against having to cut rates in the future is keeping them lower for longer. And she tries to reiterate that, because there's some people are saying that, oh, they need to raise rates in order for them to be able to cut rates if things go wrong. She seems to kind of fight this notion and say that we'll just keep it low for longer. So that to help the economy.
Now, our BI team, Bloomberg Intelligence, of which you are a key part, still holds out the possibility there's a big rebound in jobs and spending. I know you don't think so. We could have a July rate hike. So let's put off that. Maybe that's off the table. If jobs and spending pick up over the summer, September rate hike?
September. So this is not impossible, as Janet Yellen told us last week, but definitely will require a significant and rapid rebound in consumer spending and payrolls.
Could you see that happen?
It's really, the chances are really small. But September, you asked me about September. September is probably too close to the election. And our view at BI Economics is that if they pass July, they will probably end up doing one rate hike at the end of the year.
December. Problem. A Christmas present. There you go. Always a gift to have Yelena Shiletyeva on our show. She is part of the Bloomberg Intelligence Economics team, and she contributes to the Bloomberg Brief on Economics. You can download it by typing BriefsGo on your terminal or by visiting BloombergBriefs.com. Kathleen Hayes, Pim Fox, Bloomberg Radio.
This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.